This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasuthi. There are not many artist residencies programs in the country. You can probably count them in one hand. One that comes to mind that no longer is in existence is the Rimbundahan program, which is associated with architect Hijaz Kasturi and his wife Angela. No longer though. And of course, Wailing Gallery has also initiated one named the Wolo Artist Residency, which is situated right in the heart of Kuala Lumpur in the Bukit Bintang area. So it is heartening to know that there is one outside the known area and in the town where I grew up in, which is Seremban, with me are the artists themselves, artists in residency, Nicholas Chung and Jael Estrella, together with Lee Swan, who's actually a founder of the Sembilan Artists in Residency program. Welcome to the show. How are all of you today?
Good.
Thank you. Good, thanks, Meera.
Wonderful. You know, I'm going to start with Lee Swan. Tell me, why did you decide to initiate this residency program? It's very odd or very... quite rare that someone has decided to have it in a place like Seremban. Seremban's always, sort of sandwiched between the happening Melaka and the happening KL, and nothing really happens in Seremban for that very reason. But why Seremban?
Right. So Sembilan, we are very much a grassroots, not-for-profit passion project between the founders. Why Seremban? I think if you ask the different founders, all of us have different roots for this program. Mm-hmm. For us, I'll take one step back. Mm-hmm. So the organizations behind Sembilan are three founders. So the first one is Chalk and Ready, which is an online arts magazine. Alias Projects, which is a project management consultancy. And Hotel Sanunik, which is a boutique hotel based in Seremban. Mm-hmm. So for the hotel, it was basically a way to sort of promote Seremban and Negeri Sembilan. So we really wanted to, I guess, change the common perception that Seremban is just famous for the siu pau and the beef noodles.
Hold it, I'm about to tear now. I'm tearing already.
Beef noodles.
In a way, it was the perfect platform to, I guess, inject a little soul into Seremban, really. Mm-hmm. We see Sembilan as a fantastic platform to showcase Seremban's authentic, genuine, local Malaysian charm. For the other partners, Chalk and Ready. Chalk and Ready is an online arts magazine, and they've always had long-term aspirations to be a physical arts platform, particularly for artists in the ASEAN region.
But pretty much online.
Correct. It's online for now. So Sembilan gave Chalk and Ready the chance to be part of a great movement in building an arts community here in Malaysia, on top of being an emerging arts platform. So that's really the roots.
When did this artist residency begin?
It began last year. Mm-hmm. I guess the idea came about at the start of the year, but formally the residency started in October 2014. So 3 months since then, we are here ready to have our first inaugural art exhibition.
Fantastic. And the artists, how did you decide on these two individuals, Nicholas Chung and Jael Estrella, before I come into their background and what they're up to?
Sure. So Nicholas was one of the first artists that we, spoke to. And it was really started off as we started bouncing off ideas as to how to bring about this art residency. So he gave a lot of good ideas to it. And for Jael, really, Chalk and Ready found her. I think by chance, if I'm not mistaken.
In the Art Bazaar market.
Yes, correct. Okay. Correct. And we really love their works. And so we invited them to join the program. So they applied and here we are.
Okay. And already all set for the exhibition. The both of you, the artists, I want to find out, what was your inspiration? Were you given a theme before you started the residency to work with? You know, Nicholas, how did it all begin?
We started speaking about residency really early in the year, January, February, when James got back. And there was...
James is one of the other founders?
Yes, okay. He's from LES Projects. And we spoke about basically not so much about the theme of what we should paint, but just issues that are going around the art market and art collecting and making art and stuff like that. We didn't really touch much on... Initially, we didn't really talk much about what kind of theme we're going to go. But as we were developing, I was developing the art, then we started talking more about, hey, maybe you should look at this this issue, and he will pick up like certain things that I'm doing and says, hey, this is really cool, and what will happen if we go along this route? Mm-hmm. But they actually try not to tell the artist what to do, so that's really nice.
Okay, yeah. But what is your creative process like?
I started off not knowing what I was going to do, really. I didn't have a plan, but I paint, I draw, I use inks, acrylics, I carve. So when I started out in Sembilan, I didn't really have much of a plan. I just started making stuff. And only
making
half
meaning?
Drawing, sketching, carving, painting landscapes, taking photos.
And what influenced you at that stage?
I was just getting a...
Was it your environment?
Yeah, very much environment. Getting a feel of what Seremban is like. Mm-hmm. Getting feel of what working with Lee and James and all like. And halfway through my residency, then I realized, okay, this is the road I should take. Maybe I do some portraits and work on larger pieces. And at the end, it developed into a body of work.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. And it's now the exhibition is titled Flow and Symmetry.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to come to Jael. Jael, I mean, yes. When you landed in Seremban, what struck you most?
So first, I was not asked to follow a special team, but I was asked to complete a body of work which will show consistency.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, my English is not very good.
That's all right.
And for me, it was very hard for the past years to follow one series of work, because once I'm painting, many ideas are coming, so I give up my first idea and go to a second one. Mm-hmm. I think I will follow this idea for months, but then I cannot. I give up to another idea. But during the residency, I just followed one idea, which was symmetry.
Okay. Any reason why?
It was one of the many ideas that always come to my mind when I'm painting. So it just came at this moment. I said, okay, I will follow this from beginning until end.
What influenced that decision? Was it the environment itself or no?
No.
Or just the fact that you had that idea before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, most of my work comes naturally. It's in more intuition. I don't really think before painting. It's intuition.
Right. What do you work with? Canvas, paints, sculpting?
Yeah, mostly canvas, mm-hmm. and using acrylic.
Okay.
Mostly.
All right. And, you know, when you started the whole residency, Liswan, did you have an idea or a vision when you started it? And if there is a vision, what was it?
Well, definitely the vision was to really build a community of artists, really. I guess for the founders, having just people come to Seremban and to really give it a spark of life, that for me was one of the aims of it. And just in the first week, I remember Nicholas coming into Seremban, wandering around the town, and he took his little sketchbook and he was sitting by the side of the road and he was just sketching all these old buildings. And just naturally just...
That's because he's a Ulu PG boy.
Yeah, wearing shorts and slippers, everything, you know.
He's let loose in a little Seremban town.
Yeah. Oh, no. And just this group of people just congregated around him, and he was just asking him, you know, what are you doing and what are you drawing? And to me, that was just
Seremban
perfect.
People don't do that, you know.
Nicholas, you should. It's so fun.
No wonder you stood out. And what did you first sketch? What was the building?
That was the street scene. We were on this really busy... The hotel and the residency is located on a really busy stretch of road. Mm-hmm. The main road called Jalan Tun...
Tun Dr. Ismail.
Tun Dr. Ismail, yeah.
The intersection with Jalan Temiang.
Yes.
So this is a really busy street. I wanted to capture its portrait first. These are the important things to me when I approach art. When I approach art, I draw from the things that I like and see first.
Okay.
So this was one of the first ones.
So your work is very much Seremban town?
Yeah, I think so. In this body of work, a lot of it started off with landscapes of the places that we were at, the hotel. Second piece was maybe the residency itself, is a row of shophouses, colonial shophouses. And then I went on to working with faces and portraits of all the pictures that I took. Then it went on to more portraits, and it ended up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jael, when you say symmetry, does Raman come through?
Probably. Yes. Like, how most so? Of my works are subconscious, so I'm sure that Seremban had an influence on my work. Maybe I'm not able to see it, now, but maybe after a few years I will see the influence of Seremban on my work.
Coming
yes.
through.
Yes.
Okay. The objective of a residency for the artist, what would it be, Liswan?
It's really, well, our focus is basically on emerging local artists. And for us, what we have is really the space, a studio space in Seremban. We've got the accommodation, and we've got our time and our passion. And for us, really just being just a cog in the wheel in the industry, and just really building up the Malaysian art scene, that for us is the aim. Really.
Okay. So beyond the roof over their heads and the studio space, that's it for them. After the exhibition, what goes on?
Well, it's not just a working space.
Yeah, there's the exhibition as well. They put in a lot of work for getting our pieces sorted, get the flyers and the brochure and the books, and setting up for the exhibition as well, which is at the end of the month.
Yep. So a couple of things really, you know, apart from the workspace and accommodation, there's also some artist development initiatives that we've done. During their residency, we were lucky enough to send them to Penang for the Whaling Artist Workshop at the E&O Hotel.
Okay.
That was that. We also brought them to the Alphabet Press in Bangsa to learn a little bit about the letterpress. And also we managed to organize a visit to Yeo Choo Kwan's studio in PJ. So these are the things that an artist that would join the residency can look forward to.
I wanted to add also, during the residency, they were very, very supportive. Every day, almost every day, they were present, and they would help with carrying things from KL to there, or a lift from KL to Seremban, or from Seremban to KL. Mm-hmm. Very supportive with their presence also,
right.
Helping us if we have any problem, any blockage.
Yep.
They were very, very present.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
So I wanted to say.
And is this the first exhibition for the both of you?
For me, no. Done a couple. I try to do one or two every year.
Okay.
Laurie?
And
for
yourself?
Me, in Malaysia, yes, it will be the first one.
For the first one.
Yes.
And you hail from France?
Yes, I was born in France, but Malaysia is my country now for the past 3.5 years. Yeah.
For the last 3.5 years. Okay, we're very happy.
Adopted me.
We're always very happy. We'll find out more about this art residency, which is happened in Seremban and is culminating with an exhibition. And this is happening at the end of the month. You want to just give me some details very quickly? It's happening from January 31st.
Correct.
Through to February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And the exhibition will be at the Alliance Française on 15 Lorong Gurney, Kuala Lumpur. So you've brought the works up here to be exhibited to everyone.
Yes.
We'll come back and find out more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. We're discussing an art residency in Seremban, and it's culminating now with an exhibition here in Kuala Lumpur. It's titled Flow and Symmetry. In the studio with me are one of the founders of the Sembilan Artists in Residency Program, Liswan, and the artists themselves, Nicholas Chung and Joel Estrella. You know, for the purpose of this exhibition, you sort of paired the artists. They were like what? And it's titled Flow and Symmetry, like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Bonnie and Clyde and Thelma and Lewis, you know?
They came up with it.
They came up with it, did they? So which one of you,
I'm Flo.
Thelma, who is Lewis?
I'm Symmetry.
So it's Flow and Symmetry, right?
Yeah.
Why did you think you were Flo?
I didn't think that. They thought about it.
Okay.
Basically, they studied our work and character, and they had to come up with a press release as well. So spent a couple of days there writing and thinking about what to call the show and all these kind of things. So they're also very creative people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came up with a title, Flow and Symmetry. I think it pretty well encapsulates what we're about.
But did you guys communicate during the residency? Because you didn't know at that time you were going to be Flow and Symmetry, right? In your case, Joel, you knew you were working with Symmetry.
Yes.
But you didn't, Nicholas. But did you communicate? Were you in touch all the time With each other and what you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
We got a WhatsApp group chat.
Yes, yes.
No, but so you were in Seremban together. You didn't have to WhatsApp at all.
No, no. No, of course, we were always in contact with each other, with the residency people and with the other artists, yes.
Okay, and who else took part in this residency? Was it just the both of you or there were other artists as well?
No, only us.
Just the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And has the residency influenced your work that you produced during that work period of time?
Yes, I think so. As I just told earlier, that I think it's subconscious, but it did. And as I said also, it really helped me to produce a constancy in my work. This, for me, it was a very big challenge, and I'm very glad I did it.
A special feature of the residency is for the artist to collaborate on one piece of work. And Nicholas and you, Joel, you worked on something called the Roti Man.
The Roti Man.
What did you both bring to the table with Roti Man?
Roti Man started with this. I was working on a series of portraits, and it was about families on bikes. And you see this in very common in Malaysia and very common in Asia, that you have one small motorbike, Kap Chai, and you have seven people sitting on it.
Trying to sit on it.
Yeah. So I wanted to produce some images, and the Roti Man was one of them. And this is a very common image of Malaysia. You have a Indian man on a bike selling all kinds of things, bread.
Not many left though.
No?
Almost every day can see one.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you see
them? Just, when we were coming here, driving, we saw one.
One.
Yes.
But not like back in the day. Back in the day, we had tons of
every day.
Every neighborhood. Every neighborhood, we had one guy.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And carry on.
So it started with a sketch of a Roti Man's big piece of canvas. And then I passed it on to Jayo.
Yes.
And she finished it.
I was left with the outline, and I put on the colors.
Okay.
Yes.
What is it about the Roti Man? Could you connect with the Roti Man?
Yes, of course.
You lived in India for a long time, right?
Yeah. Personally, I've lived in India for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm married to a Malaysian Indian also. So.
And you speak Hindi, right?
I can speak a bit of Hindi, yes.
She can, you know. It's like, don't test her.
I can speak French as well.
Waputitao. Because I don't understand Hindi, neither do I understand French. Besides the basics, of course. But
sorry.
Just so the Roti Man is going to be very much the feature then. It's where both of you came together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any challenges making this piece together?
It was one of the last pieces we made, actually. During the 3 months, we didn't really do any collaboration. We just had a lot of coffee together, go for lunch, and you do your work, I do my work, and we produce a lot of work. But there's this collaboration piece which we needed to do. So at the end, we just did it.
But there was a restriction of colors, because the first idea was to print this collaborating piece with the Alphabet Press. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very interesting print technique that they are developing. And it could only have 3 colors. So I had a restriction of colors. If you see my works, they are full of colors. It's very, very colorful. Yeah. So I had to use only 3 colors.
Was that difficult for you?
Yes, I think if I didn't have any restriction, there would have been maybe 20 or 25 colors. Yes.
The Roti Man would have come alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, the lines had to be not... I love details and small lines, but we couldn't really do much details because of the restriction of the print.
And these works will be up for sale?
Yes, they will be.
Okay.
Most of the artworks produced during your residency will be exhibited at Alliance Francaise, and they are for sale. I guess one of the aims also of Seremban is also to introduce art, affordable art pieces by local emerging artists to, I guess, first-time art buyers.
First-time collectors.
Correct, first-time collectors. And it's to really, I guess, introduce art as a lifestyle to Malaysians. I guess, for me, I would consider myself one of the novices in the whole art industry among all three partners. And this Sembilan has really opened my eyes into a whole different world out there.
How so?
Well, there's just so much expression in art, and I guess just enjoying art for art itself. It's like listening to a piece of music.
Yeah.
You can really like it, or you can might not like it so much, mm-hmm. but that's okay because you're just enjoying it for art's sake. And really, it's just a way of, giving you new lens on life, I guess,
yeah.
to see, you know, someone else's expression and then interpreting that for yourself. I think that's just brilliant.
Very often collectors say they need to connect with the artist itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about emotions.
Correct.
Mm.
And do you find it difficult trying to get people to connect with you, Nicholas?
With social media, no. But generally, there are artists, I think, who like to talk and there are artists who don't like to talk so much. I would fall into the category of the guys who like to talk about art and I can just talk and
Your
talk
work.
And talk. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
My work, other people's work and critique and feedback and everything, I love it. So no, I don't think there's much problem.
Have you always concentrated on portraits and landscapes
yes.
in the past?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
So that is very much what you specialize in?
A bit of abstract as well,
mm-hmm.
When I have the time. There's no set like plan what I'm going to do now versus 6 months down the road. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I feel the need to do it. So I just get work done.
It's yeah. a tough world out there.
Art is tough.
Jael, it is difficult. I mean, how do you persevere? Jael?
How do I?
Persevere. How do you keep going? Because it's a tough world.
I cannot help it.
And you're an emerging artist.
It's in my blood. I have to paint every day. It's. I was born to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been painting since I'm a kid and it's my passion. It's what I love doing. And the more I do it, the more I love it.
Have you had previous exhibitions, Jael?
In Barcelona. Okay. One in Barcelona, yes.
All right. How did people
Many
take
years
to
ago.
That? And it's a lot to do with symmetry?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have been mostly drawing for about 10 years in black and white, small illustrations. And since I'm in Malaysia, I switched to colors and discovered a new world. It really opened my mind, it opened my heart, and it opened my art also.
Why? Why did Malaysia open up that colors? What was it about us?
It's actually a technical problem because I was traveling for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was always on the road with a backpack, so I couldn't carry paint and canvas. I had to carry a small sketchbook and a pen
right.
that was much easier to carry. So that was just a technical problem. But now I settled here in Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
so I have a space where I can have paint and canvas, and I just started.
How are you funding all of this, Liswan?
Well, from our own pockets, really.
And how long is this sustainable?
I guess for this model, we really emphasize on being it as being self-sustaining. Well, we mentioned earlier it's a not-for-profit
yeah.
passion project.
We do not take a commission.
Yeah, we do not take a commission from sales. I guess that's our spin in the whole art residency program. We try to connect the artists with the collectors as much as possible. So when you come to the exhibition and you write a check, the check doesn't come to us, it goes straight to the artist.
Right. That's a change.
It is a change,
yeah.
yes. And we try to do that. We try to be as open and as transparent as possible. So, yeah, that's where we stand. As to how we are funding it, out of our own pockets, we do take payment in kind from the artists,
mm-hmm.
And that's negotiated before they join the program, but we are very open about that.
You guys must be very passionate about, nurturing the emerging artists.
Well, having said that, we are, I guess for 2015, one of our aims is really to look for funding corporate sponsors or anyone who shares that same passion
Vision.
For the arts.
Mm-hmm.
But in the absence of that, we'll still continue going on and doing our little part.
Yeah. What are both of you up to after this, Nicholas?
Me, just looking forward to the exhibition this coming 31st onwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, on the last day of the exhibition,
yes.
workshop.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
on the February 14th. So anyone can join our workshops. It's for kids. Jael will take for the kids session. And I will be doing sketching for adults. And then after that, maybe work on a bit more work and try to plan for another show.
The next show.
Personally, I've just today is my first day of opening of my own workshop and gallery at Publica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well done.
G2 lot 55.
Okay. What's happening there? I mean,
I'm sharing the space with another artist named Karen Nunes Blackstone. She's a very nice artist. And we will be just painting. It will be our workshop and open gallery as well. So we are displaying our works and working every day there.
Okay.
So anyone can come in and just enjoy the creativity.
Sure. So that's your new project.
Yes.
Beyond this exhibition.
Yes.
So this exhibition, Flow and Symmetry, is inaugural art exhibition from the Sembilan Art Residency Program, featuring works of its first artist-in-residence, Nicholas Chung and Joel Estrella. This exhibition will be at the Alliance Française on 15 Lorong Gurney, Kuala Lumpur, from January 31st through to Valentine's Day, February 14th. Gallery hours, Tuesday to Friday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., if you want to go by and, you know, buy some of those paintings. Thank you all very much for joining us today. We wish you all the best going forward, Liswan, with the residency. I'm sure you'll be unearthing a whole very, very many new emerging artists. And thank you both very much, artists, for joining us today.
Thank you, Mira.
That was Liswan, one of the founders of the Sembilan Artists in Residency Program, together with Nicholas Chung and Joel Estrella, who are artists on the Flow and Symmetry, which is an exhibition at the Alliance Française kicking off 31st of January. Do we just get in touch with the Alliance Française straight away?
Yes, you can do that. You can also contact us via our website, sembilan.com.my.
Okay.
And please do come. Please do come check out the space. It's a very nice bungalow in KL. And the folks at Alliance Francais has really been supportive. So thank you to them as well.
Yeah. Thank you all again.
Thank you.
The folks from the Sembilan Artist Residency Program on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.